礼节美语。
Robert 正在向中国来的同事 Penny 介绍理解和掌握单词的经验。
You could buy an English language magazine about news or fashion. Read through the articles and underline and look up the words you don't know. Then read the article or sentence again after you know what the words mean.
So the sentence will help my brain remember the word?
Yes, I think it does.
I sometimes have a hard time with grammar. I just can't remember all the verb tenses and other little rules.
Robert 建议 Penny 看英文杂志，把不认识的单词画出来，查字典。
Underline and look up the words you don't know.
知道意思以后，再回过头来重新读一遍。Penny 说，有的时候他觉得语法很难。
You know something? I'd say forget about grammar in the beginning. Focus on understanding and communicating. To tell you the truth,I'm still fuzzy on quite a few English grammar rules myself.
But eventually, my grammar will improve, right?
Certainly. Through reading and speaking, you will sort of pick it up automatically. And you know something else? Making mistakes is one of the best ways to learn, grammar included.
But it's so embarrassing.
Exactly. Getting embarrassed helps us remember things.
Robert 让 Penny 上来先不要管语法，通过阅读和交流，语法自然就会慢慢的掌握。
You will pick it up automatically.
Robert 两次说道
You know something?
意思是告诉你吧。他觉得出错是学习的最佳途径之一。
Making mistakes is one of the best ways to learn.
Penny 说那多丢人呐
It's so embarrassing.
可是 Robert 居然说这样以后才不会忘记。
And one more thing. Some people try to translate from their mother tongue while speaking. I've found this is a bad idea. It slows you down. Languages are usually quite different from each other, so it's not really a help.
So I should just say it, even if it comes out wrong, right?
Yep. You can also keep a notebook, and when you hear or see something you don't quite understand, write it down and look it up later.
Ah, I already have a great dictionary in my cell phone. I use it every day.
Robert 反对说英语的时候从母语
Mother tongue
直接翻译过来因为这样做只会
Slow you down
放慢你的速度 Robert 还建议 Penny 随身带个笔记本把听到看到的生词记下来回去查 Penny 说他手机里就有字典而且每天都在用